Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Good morning,
mother fathers!
Happy Wednesday to all across the Delaware Valley. It is Cuz Radio. Tommy's in for the Tunist. Tunist tends to the baby. So we're loving that. All right, lots to do. Business. We got business today. We got three big stories that we got to talk about, right? So number one, obviously, is Sixers-Lakers. They're out there for a quick West Coast trip. Three games. You get two in L.A., one tonight against the Lakers at Staples. So I got to tell you, like when I see Sixers Lakers in LA, it takes me back. It's special to me. It's one of the few still rival, like Sixers Boston, Sixers Milwaukee, you know, and now the new one, Sixers Brooklyn, is they're all awesome. But there's something special to me about Sixers and Lakers. Like, the Lakers franchise is different. Like, I can't even think of a football franchise that I could compare it to. I don't like them. Like, I always had a soft spot for, say, like, the Raiders, right? Like, I admired the Steelers. You hate the Cowboys. The Lakers, I've never liked nor admired. However, they're mythical, right? I didn't have the hate of the Lakers like I do Boston, but I didn't have a soft spot. I view them almost like this mythical franchise. And you know, it's weird. I'm watching the show Winning Time on HBO. And it's the scripted story of the Lakers Showtime. And this show is a blast. It's so much fun. I love the show. And actually, I want to get into it. I watched it over the weekend. I hit a couple of the episodes. It's so much. It's such a fun show. But that Laker thing is real. Like, I remember being a kid. And you know the musings of a child. I was jealous of the Lakers. Like, the Lakers were something. Like, I always felt like the Sixers never got the just due that the Lakers got. Right? It was obviously they won more titles and championships, and they bridged. You know, Magic's rival was never Julius. Magic's rival was Bird, right? And so we were almost like the forgotten franchise. It was Lakers, it was Celtics, and then Mike comes along, and we were like, you know, we were the forgotten ones, even though that 83 team was one of the best teams that you ever would see. But the Lakers, with Magic and Jabbar, and, you know, you go through Worthy and Norm Nixon and Cooper and all these dudes, like, these were mythical dudes. And then you fast forward all this time, right? And then you come back with Kobe and Shaq and 2001 with Iverson. And it was like David versus Goliath with Iverson. And game one, the step over. We all know the step over. We know the story. We know how it ended. But it was like David was supposed to win. In reality, they were never going to win that series. And I always felt like jealous of the Lakers. Like, they were L.A., Hollywood, glitz, purple and gold, regal. So to me, it's funny. When I asked the guys today, when I asked Johnny, Lakers, what do you think? It was, nah. Look, I get it. It's down here for them and it's an interesting one, too, because of the LeBron situation. But it's still the Lakers, right? Like, I look at it and go, man, Sixers-Lakers mean something to me. I think about that. So I want to dive into that whole thing. If you guys feel the same, it's funny how certain teams project certain things to you. And when I look at them, and, you know, I spent a lot of time out in L.A., you know, especially in another life, and all the stars and all the glitz, like, they just had it all. Like, it was like they were it. And then the other thing, there's three, the other thing we got to talk about is I want to get into some football. I want to get into some of the rules because the USFL came out with its rules. So I want to see if you like any of them for the NFL. So we'll get into that. But also, Malik Willis is pro day. And I'm telling you now, the Eagles aren't going to take. I don't think the Eagles are going to. I don't think the Eagles are going to take a quarterback. I think the Eagles are waiting for next year. I think that's the real deal. I think they're waiting for next year to get the quarterback. But I will say this. The kid has tremendous skills. He's really, really inaccurate, right? Really inaccurate. And I'm looking at it and I'm going, I'm thinking to myself, if somebody could fix him, he would be incredible. Like, he could be really, really good. But again, he's a project. And I don't think the Eagles right now are in the market for a long-term project. Like, he is a project. He's got to go to a place that's got some time, that really wants to develop a quarterback, because he's got tremendous skills. Like, he really intrigues me, man. He could spin the football. He can move. Now, the thing where what I'm thinking they're going to do is, from what I hear, the plan is 2023 to have a win roster for 2023. That they're going to be able to push in a lot of free agents. So we're going to have to look to 2023. I think it's a good move, quite frankly. I think the way the landscape is now, think about it. Stafford's another year older. Brady, who knows if he's after a year. Rodgers, who knows. You know, you could be ready to take over the NFC in 23. The way the landscape of the conference projects into 23, you could take over. Who knows what Rodgers is going to do, if he's even playing in 23, right? Brady, what Stafford is like, what the Rams are going to be like, because they're pushing all in and keep pushing their cap to the following year. So at some point, that run will be over. You 23, you might be ready to walk into it. So I think it's actually smart long-term plan. So I'm curious at what you guys think of that. And then at 12 o'clock, and I'm really looking forward to this, Nick Castellanos is going to talk. It's the introductory news conference for Castellanos. And we played a little clip from Castellanos yesterday. In fact, Tommy, you still have the clip? So I want you to hear it, because I love this kid's attitude. Like, this dude turned 30 in March. He's ready to win. He shares Bryce's, you know, want to win. So I'm curious as to kind of what you're looking at. Take a listen.
The more secure I've become as a man and who I am, the more of my raw emotions come out on the field, you know? And I'm not out here to disrespect nobody or whatever, but I want to win, you know? I've lost my whole career, and I ain't trying to start this season 0-2.
See that? See, like, that's 0-2. This is baseball, not football. It's 162 games. He's going, I don't want to start 0-2. That's what you get from Castellanos. So we're going to go live, and we're going to play the Castellanos news conference live to you, because he's a guy that I think we're going to love. We're going to get coached. Like, he and Bryce really want to win. You hear great things about Schwarber. So, you know, I think the Phillies need some of that. They need some of that attitude. So Castellanos and Bryce having that attitude, I think, is going to bode well. Good morning, Tommy.
What's going on, Ant? How are you, man?
I'm good today, buddy.
Good, good. A lot of stuff going on.
It's fun. Yeah. So I'll start, you know, I'll go in order with you. The Lakers. Do the Lakers hold any sort of mythical thing? You're younger. Tommy, you're what?
27. Julius's age. Yep.
Yeah. Do they hold anything to you?
Yeah, they do. They definitely do. Like, I don't remember, obviously, Showtime Lakers or anything like that. But when I was, you know, coming up as a young kid, it was Shaq and Kobe.
Right.
Winning three straight championships. So I have the same kind of feeling. Not so much lately. I mean, obviously, they win that bubble championship a couple years ago. They're 10 games under 500 this year. But it is kind of a mythical being. And there is a little bit of envy, I guess, when it comes to the Lakers.
Well,
me.
Don't you feel like you've always been in their shadow?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, because they're all over, you know, SportsCenter. They're the talk of every town. This is a great basketball town here in Philadelphia, but it always seems like the Lakers, no matter how good or bad they are, always get the attention. And yeah, as a, you know, Philadelphia 76ers fan in this city, definitely a little bit envious of that.
You know, there is, you know, it's partly because of the Hollywood thing.
Yeah, that
so
helps.
It's, you know, it's all the star driven, and they've always been a franchise that had stars, but you know, the two distinct eras that you can roll with Magic and Kobe, and those two major monster eras were a big deal.
Yeah, and not to mention all the star power on the court, but also going to the games. Every time there's a Lakers game on television, they always pan to the sidelines. Every star in Hollywood's there. You know, they are you could argue the mecca of basketball. I mean, them and the Celtics, the most championships ever, they're right in that conversation.
Did you watch the show? Have you any interest?
I haven't gotten into it yet, but everyone says how good it is. So I do actually.
Do you want to watch it?
I do, because I've mentioned you before. I'm not a huge TV guy, but if there's something that everyone's talking about.
You and Junis, you guys don't like TV.
I respect it. I appreciate it.
You're not a movie man either, are you?
I can get into it. It's just stuff that
who's the worst movie guy, I should say, because neither of you like it.
We're probably right on par, to be honest. I might see a bit more than him. Like, I feel like if people are talking about it, I just don't like to waste my time. Like, I would hate to watch something and then it's over and I'm like, wow, why? Where'd those 2 hours go?
What was the last series you watched?
Last series I watched, I would say, is the Squid Game came out. I watched Breaking Bad a couple years ago. We got into...
You're still on Breaking Bad?
No, I finished it. That was like, that's my favorite.
God,
Breaking Bad's number one. But, you know, we're watching, you know, Euphoria right now. It's because it's the talk of the town. I just want to.
So you just roll with whatever's popular.
Yeah, as long as it's good.
You don't dive deep in. You're not a deep dive.
It's the hour.
You won't watch it. Like, you won't watch it with your girl.
I will. Yeah, like if she's into it too, that has to help as well. You
right.
know? But like the Last Dance came out. I loved watching that because that's something that really interests me. You know, sports really interests me. Obviously.
Well, you're gonna watch the winning team. You're gonna watch it.
It's on the to do list. I promise.
All right. Well, I'm going to have to stretch you out of your comfort zone because I want to put together 10 scripted sports stories. Like, I think an Iverson story, I'll get into it.
That haven't happened yet, you're saying?
Right.
Yeah.
That I want to write.
Okay. I like
remember, I write this stuff.
No, I like the
I'm
stories.
I'm in the middle of something now.
The story aspect of it. So
right.
I think I can do that.
So I'll tell you about it. I'll give you my pitch and see if you like it. But I urge you to watch the Lakers when it gives you, listen, it's over the top, but that's what it's supposed to be. It's fun. It depicts the era, right? It's cool that way.
Yeah, that always interests me. Seeing like the real behind the scenes, how it actually happened, not just on the court stuff, what
right.
went on all around everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, that'll interest me.
All right. So I told you, I know that the Eagles have circled 2023 as their time to win, which I actually think is really smart. I think looking at where they were, like obviously they exceeded expectations this year, right? Like last year. And, you know, they were a product of playing bad quarterbacks. They weren't as good as really what happened. It was by fortune they were where they were.
As the record showed.
Right. Now, you look at this year, and I think it's a step-back season for them, and they're going to come out blazing. look into 2023. Like, you're going to see lots of moves. Like, everything that's done now is done with 2023 in mind. Are you good with it?
Yeah, totally fine with that. I think the only quarterback I think they're really interested in this offseason was Russell Wilson. Out of all the ones that were available, all the rumors, Jimmy G, Deshaun Watson, whoever it may be, I think Wilson was the only one. And once he told, or you know, they got information that he had no interest in coming to Philly, I think that was their plan. And it sets up perfectly because you have a, you know, at worst, a bridge quarterback here under a rookie contract who can go out there and win you some games. And, you know, fans or people that are interested in him, he can go prove to you that he's the franchise quarterback. But when it comes to me, you have these three draft picks, four in the top 51. There's no way they're all being picked in that slot, and they are focusing on next year's draft and accumulating more assets for next year.
So you're going with it.
I'm fine. Yeah.
Because I think it's smart. Again, I keep going back to it. I think it's smart. I think they're looking. I want to, at some point, we're going to go through the roster. We'll go through the starters and see where how far they would be from really kind of examining each spot and what kind of upgrade they would need. If at all.
Yeah, it's kind of like maybe a one step back for two steps forward kind of thing.
Right.
Yeah, that's how I look at this season coming up.
All right. I appreciate that. The final thing is we're going to have Castellanos live. And one of the things that I think this team lacked was they lacked an identity. Right? Like they did. They lacked an identity. They didn't have one. You had Bryce, which was great. So you had hope, but you didn't really have, like, who are they? We kept talking about, like, what's their identity? Well, now you got one. Now, in fact, now you're the Brutes. Right? I'll keep going back to that. You're the Brutes. The Brutes on Broad. You got an identity. You're going to go hit bombs. You got Castellanos, who's, you know, got Tude. Harper wants to, has Tude. Guys who want to win. And they're gonna have guys that have that can go yard, that can hit bombs. And for the first time, I sense like a real reason to be excited. Not of like, let me convince myself that this guy's good. Convince myself. It's like Hurts, right? What's going to happen is as the season comes closer, people will convince themselves that Jalen Hurts can be a winning quarterback in the league. When, listen, I think it's pretty obvious he can't. Right? He's not going to win for you in the league. So when we look at the Phillies for years, my man DeBro was big at that. Whether it was Altair or Don Brown or any of these dudes that came through, right? It was, let me convince myself how they can be a contender. Well, now you really are a contender. In fact, I had a great listener hit me up on Instagram and said, listen, he goes, I'm not a big baseball guy. He said, what's Castellanos and Schwarber akin to when it comes to football? Nikki on Instagram asked me that. And I said, it's like signing a big-time left tackle, and a wide receiver. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I like that. I do. Not like...
kind of the analogy.
Not the top of the top when it comes to position. It's not like bringing in a Russell Wilson or anything like that. But
right,
really,
but like you're bringing in a top-notch left tackle.
Like a cornerstone piece, kind of.
And you're bringing in a stud wideout.
Yeah, I like that.
You know?
Definitely.
Like the Eagles really wanted Christian Kirk. Like, I'll tell you that. Like, I know they wanted Christian Kirk. But that contract was absurd.
It was ridiculous, yeah.
Right,
for that
so when that happens, you know, you're out on Christian Kirk. But they thought he would have been a perfect kind of stretch-the-field guy, look going forward, opposite Devontae Smith.
Could I equate it almost as, you know, besides this stuff going on off the field, bringing in a Calvin Ridley? Because I think, you know, Christian Kirk, I think Nick Castellanos is probably more like a Calvin Ridley, like that good of a player.
Yes.
One of the top of his positions.
Yeah, I agree. I'm with you. So I want to ask you, are you guys, if you've kind of felt yourself wane a little bit from baseball, and believe me, I understand, are you down with the Brutes? Like, are you in on the brutes? So there's the three things to start off. And I also got a fatherly question for you guys. All right. Lots to do. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. That's how you join us. It's Cuz Radio. Tommy in for the Tunis. Let me tell you about my guys at Golden Nugget Jewelers right at the corner of 8th and Chestnut. You want to be in a 97.5 The Fanatic video shoot with me at Golden Nugget Jewelers? It's going down in April. And right now I'm looking for three lucky bachelors to be in a video with me. If you're into it, you're thinking about getting engaged, go to the contest page, fill out the form to enter for a chance to be in a video. Now, my three bachelors are going to get 30% off an engagement ring, all right? 30% off. It's a big number. So you're going to get 30% off the engagement ring. We'll get to hang out at Gold Nugget Jewelers. We'll make a cool video. You're thinking about getting an engagement ring, period? Just listen to me. You got to go to Gold Nugget Jewelers. They are experts there, all right? Yarone, he's been doing it a long time. He's going to find the perfect match for what you're looking for, major financing options, as well as unbeatable prices, all right? You get the settings, name brands like Verraggio, Tacori, great selection of diamonds. Visit Golden Nugget Jewelers online, goldennuggetjewelry.com. Golden Nugget Jewelers is where Philly gets engaged.
It's the Anthony Gargano Show on 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right. This Nick Castellanos. Come on, man. I know you guys have to love this. He sounded great. Like, he just wants to win. And how about Bryce Harper? Bryce made the whole thing happen. Bryce is behind this thing. And that kid, oh, man, I love his attitude. He's got a great attitude, Castellanos. What do you want him to do? Listen, I'm wearing a Phillies hat. You want me to play third? I'll play third. A great line. You know, I don't know how well I'm going to pitch, but, you know. I like this dude. I think he could be a favorite. My man Gabriel on the text board said, well, looks like I'm getting a Castellanos jersey. Tommy, he didn't get you nuts.
Played over 1,000 big league games, and I have zero playoff wins. You know what I'm saying? So cool. Like, I've made money, I've hit homers, I've played on TV, but I haven't won no games that matter. You know what I'm saying? So I would like to do that.
Dude.
That's about as real as it gets.
That's music. Listen, I made money, I play ball TV, all right? And the quote was, I haven't played no games that matter.
No games that matter.
I love that.
He is no BS. He's here for one reason. That's to win. It's like, yeah, money. He got paid a nice contract. No. He came here to win. He sees this lineup that's in front of him. He sees Bryce Harper, Reese Hoskins, Kyle Schwarber. He knows he has a chance to win here. And I love it. And I think Philly, we should love him already. But I think as the season goes on and we get more quotes, more clips, I think we're going to love him even more.
I need to get the exact quote. Play for me again.
I played over 1,000 big league games, and I have zero playoff wins. You know what I'm saying? So cool. Like, I've made money, I've hit homers, I've played on TV, but I haven't won no games that matter. You know what I'm saying? So I would like to do that.
So cool. I've made money. I've hit home runs, right? I play baseball on TV, but I ain't win no games that matter. Dude, that's strong. That's absolutely strong. Damn. That's what I want to hear. And you know what I like about it? It is real. That's authentic.
It's genuine.
It is. It's real. It's like, Listen, I got no pretense. I haven't won a game. I haven't won. I got zero playoff wins. All right. I want to win. I want to play games that matter. That's authentic. That's what I crave. That's what I love. That's what you want your athletes to be. We all loved Iverson, right? Because Iverson, we talk about keeping it real. This is it. This dude goes, listen, I want to win. So I'm coming here. I expect to win. Harper goes, listen, I'm signing a big deal. I came here for a reason. I want to win. Helps the White Fest family in Jersey. That's a big deal. I'm sure that helped. Along with Mr. Middleton's money, that helped. But I love that sentiment. Yeah. That's a winning sentiment.
There was no fakeness there. That wasn't a show. He wasn't trying to act like that. He wasn't trying to, you know, pander or anything. He wasn't trying to put on a show for the Philly fans. No, that's genuinely who he is. And it's even his interview with John Clark. He's so stoic, but kind of, you know, joking at the same time, but he just knows what he wants, and he knows why he signed this contract to come in Philadelphia, and it is awesome. And he's a brute.
He's a brute. That's right, brother. He's a brute. Castellanos. That's cool,
man. Is he the main brute? Is he brute number one, or is that always Harper?
I think he's the... Well, listen, Harper is like a classy brute. But this dude looks like a brute's brute.
More distinguished brute.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Castellanos is, when you type in brute in the dictionary or on Google, just a picture of his face.
So it's official. Tyreek Hill, as the news just continues to drop in the NFL. Tyreek Hill goes to Miami. Are you kidding me? For a first, second, and fourth this year. And then a 5 and a 6 next year. Damn.
Wow. For a wide receiver?
Yeah.
That is. And they just signed him to a 4-year, $120 million extension as well. That is a ton to give up for a wide receiver.
They got it 4-year. How much?
It was 120, 72.2 guaranteed.
Damn, man.
According to Schefter.
Jeez.
Yeah, I'm good with the Eagles not being interested in that. I'll be honest. Love Tyreek Hill, probably top 3 receiver in the league, but that is a ton to give up.
You're not going
to
give. First of all, you're not going to give up all that money.
No.
First of all, you're not ready for it. You're not ready yet. You got to get before you get a receiver. You already have a receiver. Now, before you get another great receiver, and you have all these great weapons, you got to get a quarterback. Hurts couldn't reach Tyreek Hill.
A lot of underthrows.
I mean, seriously, I'm not being like a jokester about it. There are times when Mahomes has got a cannon underthrow him. I remember watching the Pro Bowl, and there were a couple quarterbacks that couldn't reach him. Let alone Jalen. He's not going to be able to reach Hurts. I mean, reach Hill.
He's
no way.
The fastest dude in the league. One of the fastest dudes on earth. Hurts struggled with the deep ball of it. Yeah, there's no chance he reaches him consistently.
Wow, that is amazing. That's amazing. All right, So Nick Castellanos, I got to hear from you guys. What do you think? What do you think about the big brute?
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.